Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunker Prime Time. Time to watch three old farts reminisce about lawn darts. Barely awake, I am Boomer Bob and the people who never have to pump their own gas, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Good evening.
Everybody, how's your Labor Day going?
Just glad I'm not at Burning Man.
Why do you say that, Bob?
Because I'm not a fan of mud.
Me either. I remember we used to go to a race in October, a dirt car track race up in Syracuse, and that was a rainy season. And I'm telling you, I must have went there like 12 times, maybe two times it didn't rain, and it was a muddy freaking mess. So I remember doing that. I remember one time we went there, and we didn't have a grounded outlet. So if you're standing on the ground and you grab the handle of the camper, you got a shock.
Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yay, camping.
Sounds like Guantanamo Bay shit. Yeah, I bet those protesters that got removed from the road last week are laughing their asses off right now.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking maybe that had something to do with it. So it started, once that rain started, this one video here had everybody talking. And it's just funny how one video will basically take and turn everything on its ear. And this really went viral, so it was amazing.
Most of y'all have probably heard that Burning Man was declared a national emergency, but there's some pretty crazy stuff coming out. So it was announced earlier that Burning Man was declared a national emergency because it was flooded. And so they sent in FEMA, which already seemed kind of like a weird reason to send in FEMA and keep anyone from leaving the festival. 73,000 people they're keeping locked in there for flooding. Now there's some new terrifying information coming out that there's a virus on the loose in the festival and that people are getting really sick with boils, vomiting, hemorrhaging. To me, this makes way more sense than flooding in terms of what their response was to the situation. This is a text from one of the festival goers, and he said, "Yo, just figured you should hear from me first. Daryl is crazy sick with something that has him coughing up really coagulated blood. Medic showed up wearing a full suit. No idea where he is now. I would stay inside your camper." And he goes on to say that an outside agency is putting up a fence. This is a different festival goer that said, "You're never gonna fucking believe it. They're saying it's Ebola." Freaking Ebola at Burning Man, guys. If this is true, that is insane. I just hope that everyone ends up being okay and that they make it out.
I wish that every warning would come with, "Yo."
Yo.
Yo.
So then that was the night before. So then the next morning we get this.
Coming from Burning Man, here's a little update. There is no Ebola outbreak and there's no fence being built. You guys are ridiculous. Like, seriously.
Try harder.
Everybody's fine. All the partying continued last night. Here's basically what happened yesterday. So we all woke up to rain everywhere, flooding, water, puddles, mud, everything. At 11 a.m., our camp had a meeting. The camp said, no more showers, but you guys can, you know, wash hands, wash your plate, you know, with the spray bottle. We have plenty of food. We're going to be turning generators on and off just to conserve some fuel. Programming is off until we can get all the electricity sorted and make sure there's no, like, shorts, because there was plugs, like, in the water, you know? So around 12:30, everybody started, like, there was a lighter mood. Like, everybody was talking to each other, getting along. Actually, you were able to speak to more people than normal because there was no programming Burning Man wide. So you got to know more of your campmates. Everybody was kind of hanging out, having a good time. There's extra people helping in the kitchen to get lunch and dinner ready. It was great. Everything was great. But then
again, they didn't have that. Like, the one thing that wasn't so great was that the porta potties were overflowing because they couldn't come in and pump them out. Ugh. So they were over. Where do you shit? Where, I mean, the trailers
add
are full.
To the pile. 73,000 people.
You just, I mean, people were in yurts. You shit in a yurt in a bucket. So then what do? You take it outside and throw it somewhere. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that maybe it wasn't as great as it sounded. That's all.
Well, none of these fucking festivals are ever right with, you know, they like the bottled water is $18 or they don't have enough bathroom facilities. You know, and there's always some. Everybody's getting raped. You know, there's always
everybody's
something.
Get raped. The raping is over in tent four. God.
Well, you missed was it 1999 when they did Woodstock?
I saw that.
Limp Bizkit thing and everything got burned to the ground.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So there was many, many stories of unconsensual stuff.
Let me tell you something. If Jamingo was there, this would have been me. This would have been me leaving the place. I'll tell you that right now. This guy's gotten four-wheel drive.
Holy shit. You don't even care.
Meet. Like,
I'm giving zero fucks. We're getting out of here.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of the way.
I can't believe that thing has a fishtail.
No, he's fine.
Whenever he gets out of there, he's telling the wife. Yeah, see, that's why I spent 90 grand, bitch. Shut up.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's getting it, man. Good for him. Good.
Bola ain't catching me.
Bye, everybody. Bye, bitches. I'm out of here.
And show the people hanging on with skateboards and ropes.
I gotta get back to my job at Google.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm not one to party in the mud.
Some people were trying to leave and they didn't want them to what they were trying to do is not get them to leave because they didn't want them to get stuck in a road and have to come in and try to get them out. So when it did dry up, people could get, they didn't have to pull them out. So one guy steps on somebody and he was just about doing that and they just ran him right the fuck over. Meep, meep.
Get the hell out of the way for sure.
Ugh. Yeah. Now, there was a couple people that got out on bikes. God damn it. I did the wrong thing. I got it. Hang on a second. There's a couple people that got out on bikes. They didn't do too well.
Oh, wow. Whole. That's not real. Maybe it's just camouflage in the middle and we can't see it.
So for anybody listening, it looks like two halves of a bicycle.
Guys covered in mud, and the bike's covered in mud. And they're just completely covered. We just got out of Burning Man.
One's rolling the front half, the other's rolling the back half, and they're about 10 feet apart.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was a good experience.
Well, did you hear that Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Alex Jones?
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet that was an absolute shit show.
You're going to find it.
It's always what is the next thing, right? And what we see from Marxism, what we see from the left is any kind of movement that can capture the masses, get them wrapped up so they put the emoji on their social media so they can share it. Something they get behind, they all donate their money, they all get into the movement. We saw it happen with BLM. We saw it happen with COVID, mask, vaccines. We saw it happen with Ukraine. They tried it with monkeypox. We made fun of it and it failed. They're trying to bring COVID back. But I really believe the next thing is going to be this climate change crisis. They're going to create it into an emergency. And Alex, I want to talk about Burning Man for a minute. We are watching, from a distance, there are approximately like 73 or 75,000 people in Nevada.
And they're locked in there from floods. And I was going to raise that. They literally did a mock sacrifice and all this, and then it flooded with these tornadoes. And it was, sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, God has a way of making sure everyone knows who God is. I'll say that about that. But let's talk about what is happening to these people. So there's 73, 75,000 people in Nevada desert right now at this Burning Man. They're locked in. They're not allowed to leave. And they're basically probably being brainwashed that climate change is the cause of all of it.
Well, the root of all evil.
I got to stop this. You want to see crazy eyes? Yeah. Hang on. I'll show you crazy eyes. Here we go.
And it's going to destroy the earth. And they're feeling the panic. And
the media is saying that. Oh, this is because you didn't know about climate change.
Yes. So what's going to happen, Alex? It's the same thing, same way they launch any kind of movement. After this is over in Burning Man and these 75,000 people disperse and they go back home, they're going to have these stories to tell and how terrible it is and how we have to do everything possible to stop climate change. It's caused by humans and it's carbon. And it's the amount of carbon that we put out. It's manufacturing. It's our gas and diesel engines. It's you know, agriculture. I mean, AOC wants to get rid of cattle. Even population. We have too many humans putting out too much carbon. You're going to start hearing all this stuff, and this is going to build. And I believe this is the left's new lie they're going to put on the American people and try to get everyone behind and create it to where, remember AOC and the left and many others said that the earth is going to literally explode in a ball of fire. We're going to all die.
God, I hope so. I'm sorry. Just fucking end it. Stop.
But speaking of AOC, hello, Mr. Ed. Hello, Special Ed. I got something for you, Bob. A little spank bank stuff for you, if I can find it. Here it is. This is AI Laura Boebert.
Lauren Boebert. That's AI? Shit.
That's AI.
Are you sure?
I could have sworn I've seen those exact same images before.
Really? It looks like AI to me.
Well, maybe it was just in my head, but you know.
Wow. I need some AI work done. Thank you. Holy crap. Man. That's amazing.
I don't think she needed anything.
It's like staring like into the
real light. Version.
Maybe the real version's not that far off.
It's not. That chick's a banger, man.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Her and Bud Vogler 78
says, fun fact, Mr. Ed and AOC both have carrots shoved up their ass to make their mouths move. Jesus. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. I would imagine that if you stuck a carrot up a horse's ass, he would. You know something now? I've seen vets with a glove on all the way up to the shoulder, all the way in a horse's ass,
they don't
pulling
move.
Stuff out. Yep. So I don't know if a carrot would really make a horse's mouth move. Probably would make AOC's mouth move, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
Juicy booty Latina.
Juicy booty. Well, isn't that what it's Mayor Pete Boosie Judy? Judy? Juicy booty?
Booty juice.
Booty juice.
No, the juicy Biden booty juice is, booty juice. Yeah, Mayor Pete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Juicy booty. That's what Alex Stein called her.
Right. And then also now, you know, because now right, it's like Maui missing children, the general public, they're all looking at Burning Man now. Fuck those Maui missing children.
Exactly.
No one cares anymore. It's over.
Maui's well, Maui.
You know, last night the news said that, you know, Burning Man got 3 months worth of rain in 2 days.
It was a half an inch.
Hold on. And then today they reduced it. It said 2 days worth of rain in 2 days. I'm sorry, 2 months worth of rain in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, what is that in the desert? An inch?
Yeah. That's exactly. You know, they make it sound like it's so much worse than it is. It's a lot of fucking mud.
How much rain does the desert get? So I'm saying, you know, maybe it is 2 months, but it was a half an inch. You know what it's like? It's like down south when you guys get like an inch and a half of snow and nobody can fucking drive. They're crashing into everything.
Well, because the roads here are not made for it. Our vehicles are not made for it. There's not a lot of all-wheel drives. There's and the all-season radials don't really do well on ice.
It's the same snow and same what your roads aren't made out of asphalt. Southern asphalt
roads here
different
are
than
different.
North?
It's different material. Yes,
it's different material.
Yes, they put down a different mix.
I'm telling you, I was down in 1996. There was a huge storm went up the East Coast, and I was down visiting my sister in South Carolina. They got 3 inches of snow, and I never seen people. I'm driving around. It's no problem. It's 3 inches of snow. The roads weren't different. The tires weren't different. Everything was fine. I'm driving around. I saw somebody go by me, and they were heading towards a T-stop. You know, the road ended, and there was another road. And they went by me, and I went, they're never stopping. So we just hit the brakes and looked in the rearview mirror. I saw the brake lights, and they went right across and crashed into the guardrail. They just don't know how to drive. They just think that they don't understand slippery. That's what the problem
is. Well, that's the other thing, is that we a lot of us don't have experience. Those of us who've been down here for a while don't have experience driving in the snow. I mean, I'm from East Chicago, but I never drove up there. You know, I left when I was a kid.
It's understandable. But you figure if you're in conditions that you're not familiar with, maybe you don't go over the speed limit. Maybe drop it down a bit and get comfortable.
I mean, and yes, to answer Shunt, we do have plows, not a lot of them, and we have the salt and sawdust bullshit, whatever, but they only do that for the routes for like the ambulances and the emergency type shit to get through. They don't do it everywhere. I live on a little bit of a back road, so we just don't go anywhere. You know, we're fine with it.
I get that, but it's not that big of a deal. Hey, they had an ice storm down in Atlanta and shut everything down. My brother-in-law, he walked 4 or 5 hours to get home because everything, the roads were blocked. Nobody could move. Half it.
Right.
Ice is different than snow. I'll give you that. Freezing rain and ice on the road, you can't stop or do anything. Yeah, that's different. But snow, cut me a break.
Well,
same thing with this. But, I mean, they're getting out now. Where's my report? Let me see. I got the latest update on Burning Man. Organizers said that they let traffic flow out the main road around 2 p.m. local time, even as they continue to ask revelers to delay their exit until Tuesday to ease the traffic. As of Monday afternoon, they still say about 64,000 people remain at the festival site. Chris Rock and Diplo managed to escape the mud-filled Burning Man Festival in flooded Nevada with the help of a fan and a pickup truck. You see him in the back of the pickup truck, him, Chris Rock. I tell you what, the white people get there, but the black people, we're getting out. Fuck that shit. We're getting out.
Good for them.
Fee-fi-fo-figure, boy, I hate him. Yeah, so.
Oh, that wrong one, I'm sorry.
Way to go. Good job.
There we go.
Take two.
There we go. Cindy Bishop and three of her friends managed to drive their rental RV out of the festival dawn on Monday when Bishop said the main road wasn't being guarded. They're guarding the road so they couldn't get out. She said they were happy to make it out, driving towards the exit, getting stuck several times over the course of 2 days. The spirit is there, she said. It really was like we're going to take care of each other and make the best of it.
Budbugger has a question of what is a Diplo? Diplo is a DJ.
Diplo is a DJ. Yeah, they're like Chris the Rock DJ. And Diplo. I'm like, okay, Chris Rock.
There's
got out.
Two Who's people I would put together.
Dipshit. Chris Rock and dipshit well, got they, out.
So did they? I've seen is that all the rumors of the Ebola crap were debunked. But
yeah.
Of course.
Now I don't know where this was, but I don't know. Maybe this was the day before Burning Man. Dropping billions of mosquitoes. And there's multiple videos like this all over the country. Those are mosquitoes.
You got to be kidding me.
Where were they dropping these?
Well, it's been confirmed in like Anaheim, California, somewhere in Florida. I don't know where this one is.
Trying to chase off the homeless?
Well, God, I hate when they put that fucking music in there.
The Exorcist theme?
I mean, we have talked on here almost ad nauseum in regards to, Bill Gates and the mosquitoes and all that. So they don't talk about how they are genetically modifying them and what they're making them to do. I think John talked about it on his appearance on the Fine Whining podcast about them doing it to where they bite the cow and then they bite us and then it makes us somehow allergic to meat.
That's a tick. Right now, the mosquitoes, so this is what they're doing. They're saying that the mosquitoes they're releasing are all male, and they've been genetically modified to produce only males. So males don't bite. And so what they're going to do is they're going to reduce the population because it's going to be a big mosquito sausage fest, and there's not going to be any broads to bang. So this way, the mosquitoes will go down because there's no females to make mosquitoes.
Well, don't you think they should have done this at the beginning of, spring? Not wait till the last few weeks.
I don't know about you, but when I was like 6 and 7 years old, they used to have a mosquito truck that had DDT in it.
Yeah, and we used to ride our bikes and follow it.
We used to follow it, and we would ride in the smoke.
Hell yeah.
Yep. You know, I did that for years. I'm fine.
I'm so much better now. Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was what they did. They sprayed DDT all over the whole town. In the summertime, it was like a big, giant fog of DDT.
Big truck. Right. Everybody drove it. Yeah.
There wasn't any mosquitoes, right though.
Behind it.
Mm-hmm. Nick says, it's a bunch of gay mosquitoes, the great gay mosquitoes. Now, who says they're gay? They're probably heterosexuals. They're out there looking, but there's no females. I guess pretty soon they'll be all gay. Right? Banging
they're
each other.
Turning the mosquitoes gay.
I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Budvucker says we used to call it the big truck. The big truck's going by.
I think he meant bug truck. Yep, there it is, bug truck.
Oh, we used to call it the bug truck. Okay.
Big Truck is a song by Cold Chamber. There we go.
Nick's saying, listen, any port in the storm, you know, even for mosquitoes. You got your gay skeeters.
They identify as hummingbirds, according to Bud Vogler.
All righty. So that's pretty much Burning Man. I think that's all the Burning Man stuff I have.
Yeah.
Palate cleanser.
Please.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Is your sister still gay, or is she bi, or is she straight, or what?
Babe, what are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. I've seen her with girls, and I've seen her with guys, so I don't know.
She just broke up with her girlfriend. That should give you your answer.
Yeah, she's still kind of sad about that, huh?
Well, yeah, she's devastated. Why?
Well, because the FDA just approved new medication for lesbians with depression.
Don't. Just don't.
It's called Tricoxygen.
That dude got chased, man.
She was waiting, too. She knew. She was like,
oh, yeah.
Tricoxygen.
Fucking jumped out that seat, ran down the hallway after his ass like a fucking linebacker.
I'm feeling that's not the first time that's happened.
All right. I have a palate cleanser. Because, you know, it's the middle of September or beginning of September, so you know what that means. It's pumpkin spice time.
Yay. Blech.
So, all you pumpkin spice lovers.
Wow.
I can't stand it.
I don't like pumpkin spice.
Well, doesn't NFL start up this week?
Yes, Thursday
night.
Yeah.
Kansas City versus Detroit.
Let's see if this gets you in the mood.
It's Mahomes.
See if this gets you in the mood. Detroit. Some awesome, awesome moments here.
Wide open, man.
Yes, nice. Even though it was the Bengals.
That is beautiful.
It was beautiful.
God damn.
Throws it back to Ballard. Ballard! In for the end zone!
I love these plays.
Barely gets an arm in. Look at that. Look at that.
Now, as opposed to when the Saints have the ball. Oh, look at this run!
Nice.
What a run! Marshawn Lynch!
What an animal.
Yeah. Look at this.
It's insane. What an insane run.
How many times?
Steelers.
Antonio. Yeah.
Watch it. Oh, that one. He just kicked the guy in the face.
Took him out.
And kicked him in the
face.
That
was a penalty.
Browns. Who cares?
That was a penalty.
Hey, check out my new kick.
Hells yeah, it was.
Return,
oh, yeah. Big time.
Mistake by Brown at the end of it. Makes the first guy miss here.
Booyah.
And he's going to make nine other guys miss here.
Inside the kicker?
Curb stomped him.
Yeah, he did.
So Baja says, well,
yes, that's the kicker there.
I don't mind making Falcons. The kick or delay. Carr gets the first down.
It's amazing, man. And he's the quarterback.
Derek Carr, that's not smart.
No, it's not smart. Look at this guy.
One.
Breaks that two, one. See you two, later. His own guy rolls off his
three.
Back. He got it. It's insane. I love to look at that.
God. Oh, my God.
Look, and he landed
on his
feet.
Put his knees down.
Landed on his feet. Look. Boop.
Yeah, maybe. Run it. Barber better be careful.
Man, I love that shit. Look at him. He's about to get safety.
Asante Samuel has a shot. Now Green, how does he escape?
He got out.
Unbelievable run by Marion Barber to save 2 points.
It's the only reason I watch ball, man, because of those kind of moments.
Those plays are amazing to watch. That's what makes, to me, that's what really makes, football really amazing to see.
Yes.
Players who have talent like that and just evade, and they can stomp so quickly and pivot one way or the other and just fake half these guys out. Like where they're just, I love it. I love football.
I know. I can't wait. And then we have the Boomer Bunker fantasy football, which is going to start this week.
I know. I keep trying not to move people around, but I'm like,
Yeah, we're allowed to make adjustments to our teams like up until like an hour or something like that before the game.
Yeah.
A couple hours before the game.
I think you can as long as before they play their game. Like if your guy plays on Thursday, you can't move them. But the other games that are on Sundays, you can move the guys up until like an hour or so.
I forgot about this one. Check this out. This is in Altamont Springs, Florida, from what I read in the comments. I didn't know what to think of this, man. This kind of like wigged me out a little bit. Those are,
for God's sakes, really? We're still doing this?
Flags, man. Yeah. What the fuck?
Who's doing
Altamont
this?
Springs too? That's like kind of like near Orlando. What is going on here? What's wrong with people?
Yay, Nazi! Like they're cheering. Yay!
I got to tell you this. I really don't believe that Nazis are out there doing this. Sometimes I think these are false flags.
What? I think they're like prison jumpsuits that they look like they're all in orange. Like they just let them out of the county.
It kind of looked like
garbage.
It looked like ball jerseys. They all had like a number on them, like a big giant number.
Where's Antifa for those guys? Mm-hmm. Actual Nazis. Apparently, not enough card carrying, flag waving Nazis. Where are your Antifas out there to fight them? That's what
I'm saying. Well, have you seen? Speaking of Nazis, these guys are going to be labeled that soon. Latinos for Trump.
But Joe Biden, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. But Joe Biden, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. Voting for Trump, the whole hood's for Trump. But Joe Biden, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. Blacks for Trump, Latinos for Trump. United we stand, and we standing with Trump.
Dear white people, will you take our vote? Why the Democrats always try to steal our hope?
I'd rather have a president with a mugshot than the president pedophile that we got. I'm sorry, Trump, I ain't voting for you last time. They was hating on you, spreading lies last time. Made me
Yeah, we don't have to hear the whole thing. It's just the same thing. You've already heard from every other person trying to cash in.
I got to tell you, I'm really, really disappointed in this whole field. I mean, if this is Biden again versus Trump, this country's done. I mean, we're done. First of all, there's no way that can be Biden. There's no way he's going to make it to 2024. Look at him now. There's no way he's going to make it another year and a half. He barely made it to this. And he's getting worse all the time. So, I have a theory what's going to happen. You ready for my theory?
Go for it.
Yes.
So here's my theory. So they can't have Biden resign because Kamala. So what they do want is they want Newsom to run. They want Newsom to run. That's their guy. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, what's the Republicans going to say? He wants the California, the United States. So what they're going to do is they're going to make Dianne Feinstein retire. They're going to take and Newsom's going to appoint Kamala to her Senate seat, and then Joe Biden's going to take and appoint him the vice president, and then Joe Biden's going to leave. That's how you do it. That's the three-car Monty right there.
That's terrible. It's just terrible. All options are terrible. All of them.
Right. So then you've got Trump against Newsom, and then Newsom wins.
But
that was Newsom winning.
I mean, he's already
just telling you.
Putting out dog whistles or whatever you want to call this.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again.
All over again.
Blah, blah. But didn't he kind of, I mean, I get it. He was naive, maybe. But he sort of turned the keys over to these fucking assholes.
Well, basically, I thought it was going to be a regular election, but now they rigged the election. I didn't know about it. Should have done something sooner. I don't know what to do. So I'm coming back in 2024. Going to beat Joe
old.
Biden.
God, can't even.
Why
do we have so many old?
So here's my thing, and everybody knows this, but I am a huge Vivek, because it's like cake. I listen to it now. I know it's a Vivek.
Yeah, it's Vivek.
Ramaswamy. I can't say his name, but I'm a huge fan. And I'll tell you why. Because he goes everywhere. He goes on any show. He'll talk about anything. He doesn't duck and dodge. He has a plan. He tells you what he thinks and what he's going to do. And then people go, I don't trust him. I'm like, what the fuck? What do we have to do? So then I say to him, I go, okay, fine. If you don't want him, who do you want?
well, I don't know. I'm not going to vote.
I'm like, shut up. Shut up. I can't stand it anymore. It's like, it's too good. So then they start with, well, he's a CIA plant because, I mean, the fact that he is getting this much heat from everybody tells me he's right over the target and they're scared shitless of this guy. And they're not going to allow him to do what Trump did in 2016 because he's got a plan and he's going after the deep state and he doesn't care. He doesn't care. So we'll see what happens. I can't. When people sit there, I go, okay, well, tell me what you don't like about him. Well, I don't know. He's like, he's just too good, or he's a, then they give me the shit about the World Economic Forum. I go, no, that's not true. Then they say something else, which isn't true. So they just believe all this bullshit. I'm sick of it. Millennials right now, they're going to ruin this country because they're too stupid to pay attention to what's going on. I had an argument with another podcaster in a Twitter DM with a bunch of people. Yeah.
You?
Yeah,
you're
me.
Out of character.
Yeah. Goddamn right. Well, what am I? So they're sitting there. She's like, vote this way. I don't like him. And I'm not good. I'm like, this is why the country's going to hell in a handbasket, because of shit like this. And then she said something else. I said, you know something? Your right to vote should be taken away from you. Should be taken away. You're a dummy. And a big dummy at that. So then Jody got involved, and I said to Jody, you're a dummy too. And they said, well, he can't vote because he was a felon, but I think he voted in 2020. So I don't know. But anyhow, I'm pissed off at the younger generation because they don't give a shit about nothing. They don't care. They just walk into the Trump Vivek 24. Okay, maybe. I would vote for that because this way, if they get rid of Trump, then put Vivek in there and there he is. I don't know. Yeah, I'm with Nick. Civic tests. You've got to pass a test to vote. That's fine.
It'll be racist.
I don't know, man. Maybe he meant for the... no, they're talking about doing... what is it? Like, for the presidential candidates, they want them to pass, you know, some kind of... some test that apparently right now I couldn't pass for shit. The fucking, you know...
You mean a
mental acuity?
Yeah. That's fine. I don't know if I would pass it.
That's what EOD said, political competency.
That's for voting, to vote for people. So yeah, so you have to have some kind of sense about you to just vote. And they're like, well, that's going to be bad because of the black people. It's going to take the vote away from the black people. That's the most racist thing I've ever said. I'll be honest with you. I think if they had to take a test to vote, I bet you more white people wouldn't be able to vote than black people. I'm going to say that right now. So.
Well, I mean, Biden did say that, you know, all these poor black kids, I'm sorry, all of these poor people, you know, they're just like white people.
Yeah. You know, these poor people are just as good as white people.
Yeah.
He was just a vicious racist his whole time in the Senate. And
he still is.
Of course he is.
Leopard don't change his spots.
Of course.
He just tries to chameleon for, you know, whatever. Hey, real quick, I asked this earlier of the group in the group chat. What do you think this smells like? It's a Post Malone air freshener that you hang in your car.
Oh, my God. B.O. for sure.
I said it smells like weed, cigarettes, booze, and B.O.
Yeah,
it's just, God. The man that talented, like, come on, dude.
I do like him, though.
I was going to say.
He seems like a pleasant fella.
Hennessy and Black and Milds, but.
I can't with that guy. His face is all fucked up.
I'm not a big
and that's
face
the guy
cat
with,
fan.
And a guy with a face like this. I get it. I understand.
Here's another fact. 97% of scientists agree with whoever is funding them.
I would imagine they do, too. So you're talking about COVID. I have a video to come up here.
COVID-19.
Yeah, where is my COVID-19 things? Well,
I don't know. We got to have our bumpers, man. Let's go.
I have it.
COVID-19. Better keep it down. My landlord's going to come out here and complain.
This is Dr. Post Malone.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to myself and my colleagues today, speaking to you from the heart.
Oh, that's Robert
about
Malone.
What we've observed and what we're recommending as the Dr. Global Robert COVID Post Summit Malone. Team of over 17,000 physicians and scientists from all over the world. We declare, and the data confirm, that the COVID-19 experimental genetic therapy injections must end. We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk for the young and healthy. They do not reduce COVID-19 infection, which is treatable, and not...
I got something. So if it's not good for the young and healthy, how the fuck can it be good for the old and unhealthy, right?
I got a question, or actually two questions.
Go ahead.
One, can you read what is the is it GCS group? I don't know
Global
what that is.
Global COVID Summit.
Okay. And I'm not saying it is, but it sure, everything on that whole screen, the mics, everything looks like one of those green screen things. Like the whole
You mean the thing people in the back?
Fake to me. Everything looks green screen. Like he's just standing there
just
with
an
nothing
actor. Yeah.
And a green screen and he's just talking. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not saying
the
it
girl
is.
In the,
it just looks like it.
I saw the doctor fidgeting. In the back moving. She was fidgeting around.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
she's probably nervous. They're going to shoot him on camera or something.
And then, ooh. So the next thing he said, I'm going to back this up just a second or two if I can.
He said, I'm going to back this up? Hell yeah.
He said, going to back this up?
I'm going to back this
but
up.
Then
you're
going to
toss my salad.
He says it's treatable. So how are we treating COVID-19 now? What is the treatment for this now? Because if they
Remdesivir.
Came out. No, that is not the treatment for it. That's what kills you. All right. That's the same thing that the, what's his name? The guy, what's his, come on, let's do some boomer charades. The guy that used to be head of the NIH, what was his name?
Fauci.
The Fauci ouchie.
Yeah.
So that's when Fauci gave the AIDS patients that ADZ. Three letters, one had an A, the other one had a Z. I don't know what the middle one was. So that was killing them. It was killing them before the AIDS killed them. So this is, I have a feeling that this is to get rid of the olds and the fats and the unhealthies. That's what this vaccine's for.
This is, I hate you. It won't play, so screw it.
All right. So, okay. So yes. So they say that, so these are the things. Can I get ivermectin? Can I get hydroxychloroquine?
You mean hydroxychloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine? Can I get that? No. All right. Can I get the steroids and the antibiotics? Maybe. But basically, when I got COVID, they're like, oh, there's nothing you could do. I'm like, no, there's something you could do. There's ivermectin, HCQ, there's steroids, there's all this other stuff. And then I had to go and basically begged them to give me the monoclonal antibodies, and that worked so well, they got rid of that shit. You can't get them anymore. So, I don't know.
Well, you can just do what I did. Hang out on your couch for 8 days and try not to
die. Yeah, but that's fine. But, there's some people that have asthma and shit, and everything goes to their lungs. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I'm a 30-year fucking smoker, so.
All right, fine. But that's, okay, that's you. I'm just saying.
Give your balls a tug, John.
No, there's other ways. If there's medications out there that would take and lessen these symptoms and get you through it, we should have access to it. That's what I'm saying.
There is. It's called time.
No, it's not. See, you're as bad as everybody else. Now, what's his name just said? I just had it up here and someone took it off. EOD said, wash your hands and drink your orange juice. Yeah, that's not going to work either. I'm telling you, okay, they just want to kill the olds and the fats and the, or what they call the useless eaters. That's what they're trying to do here.
Feckin' mouth breathers.
Feckin' mouth
breathers. And not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates mm-hmm. that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people.
So go fuck yourselves.
Sorry.
This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
Did you see that glitch in the matrix right there?
Yes. That's why I'm saying it looks like a green screen.
I just saw that.
disablement of your immune system.
Bump it back.
We strongly recommend that these products down in the future be regulated as the gene therapy products that they are and require public involvement of the FDA's gene therapy scientists and committees in reviewing and approving these drugs. We believe that it's necessary to reestablish the 5-year minimum FDA testing period and to cease the emergency use authorization and require full FDA licensure of all novel medical products used for COVID-19. We also strongly recommend that there be investigations of the actual causes of death and damage to millions who have been subjected to these mandatory mRNA and adenoviral vector gene therapy injections.
All right, so saying that now, on September 12th at 1 p.m., I am going to debate our buddy EZ, and this is the shit I'm going to bring up. Like, these masks don't work. This vaccine can make it worse. So, again, I'm going to go back to, why don't we, if there, we had, when this was, not SARS, MARS, the Mediterranean strain of the same exact disease, they had a treatment, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, whatever, and
tricoxygen,
and they had a course of action for this, and it worked. They cannot have a emergency use vaccine if they have a treatment. That's why all those shit. That's why they burnt the fucking factory down. That's why you couldn't get ivermectin. That's why all this shit happened. So again, I'm going to go back to this, and this is why right now we're not on YouTube, because I would not. I knew we were going to do this story. I said there's no sense in putting it on YouTube. This would burn our the channel down. But we can say this on Rumble, and we can say this on Kick, and I don't know if we can say this on Twitch. We're going to find out.
We'll find out.
We fucked around, and we'll find out. So we'll see what happens. All right. Anything else?
It's Mr. Decaf's birthday on September 1st.
Happy birthday there, Mr. Decaf.
I found the one where they're dropping them in Anaheim, too.
Ugh.
What is that?
Skeeters.
But what is dropping them? Is that a helicopter?
I think they've already been dropped. They're just like, you know, like swarming together, probably banging each other.
We need surface-to-air missiles. So as soon as you see a helicopter with that, we need to shoot it the fuck down.
Yeah, something with like a flame on it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's disturbing.
Drones. Nick's right. We need drones. We need drones with missiles on them. Yeah. This is bullshit.
Giant bug zappers.
Dropping fucking bugs. Just modified bugs, and that's it. Nobody's saying anything about it. Like, the shit that's going on in Maui, this with COVID. Again, they just had that major hurricane in Florida. DeSantis was on there, down there. He was on it. People were there. Shit was getting done. What's going on in Maui is, and no one's covering it. The press isn't covering it. Now, if this was the Trump administration and that was going on, they'd be down there covering everything. Sharks with laser beams would be best. Okay, I'm with that. I'll go with sharks with laser beams. I'll go with that.
Well, they're covering it up.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe that all the shit that's going on. I've watched a video, it was way too long to put on here, of a lady that was there during the Maui fires, and they're having everything they're having to talk about it is off the island. So the people that are on the island, stuck on the island, can't get off the island. People can't get in, supplies can't get in, people can't get out. They're stuck there. And again, I don't know, how has this happened in this country? How does this happen? And the people, they have nothing. Everything's up. Their houses are burned out. They have nothing. There's no food there. There's no water there. Awesome. People tried to bring food in. It was seized. They wouldn't let it go in there.
But
what
John,
the fuck is going on here? They're putting a fucking 6-foot fence around, and they say it's to stop the dust and dirt. So the dust and dirt only goes 6 feet high? What are we, morons?
John.
Go ahead.
Think about Ukraine.
They should hold Ukraine flags up. Nick, I like Nick. God. Squirrels with jetpacks. I like that.
That's where we're going with sea bass
with laser beams. Okay, that's how we're going to do it. Well, Gina Marie says that's what it is. It's 15-minute cities. They're going to start a 15-minute city there, and that's where they decided to do it. And whoever had land and property there and their heritage was there and all that, fuck is all. We don't care. It doesn't matter. The mayor, the governor, and whoever else was in charge of that city, they should be down there, and they should be taken out in handcuffs.
Have they found... they were still, last I heard, and I've been a little disconnected from the news, they were 50-some people that were still unaccounted for.
50?
They found, yeah.
Thousands.
Oh, those are all thousands kids. Thousands of
people. They're, no, unaccounted all, for. The,
those are all kids.
They've been able to account for people.
And they've been sold into child trafficking.
No, no. There's more than 50 people that are unaccounted for. Where, in Maui?
In Maui. Now it's the updated list. I'm sorry, it's 50. It's 385. My bad. Maybe it was 500. I'm sorry. My number was.
There's. They think it's in the thousands that people that are dead.
All right.
They're
say dead. I said unaccounted for. If you're dead, you're accounted for. An unfortunate.
Okay. Well, you can be. You can be unaccounted for and dead.
Well, if they haven't. Yes. If they haven't accounted for you yet.
I would have figured that if you're. A dead and accounted, that would bring you off the unaccounted list. Just saying. That's my, that's
like in 9/11. I mean, there was just a point where you just couldn't, there's no more recovery and there's no more finding anything. So,
well, you can't get, they won't let anybody in there. They won't
well,
let anybody
that's why
in.
It's all fenced. It's also fenced off. You can't just go rooting around.
Who yeah. fence?
You just wondered why the fence, there's fencing. Maybe
yeah, I know why they're fencing because they don't want anybody. Oh, you're not allowed to fly a drone over there either. You can't take a drone and fly over to see what's going on over there. No, no.
Well, it's a no-fly zone, John. You know, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to the, you know, the natural marine birds that are in that area.
All right. So Adam says irradiation sterile insect technique project.
Insect. Yeah. Set.
Insect. There we go.
So. Here's what I think's going on, and or this has to do with it. And Lachina Global Network promotes sexual rights for children. Trifecta of powerful. This ain't funny.
It's not. It's hysterical. Go ahead.
The trifecta of powerful globalist organization is rigorously executing a plan to teach kindergartners about sexuality and empower children to say yes to sexual encounters, according to agencies' documents reviewed by the Epoch Times. Now, I have audio clips that go with this.
So basically,
check.
Okay, hang on.
Go ahead.
So basically, you're saying, so they're teaching kindergartners. So you take your dinger and you try to get it in her snail trail. Is that what they do? What? How do you tell a kindergartner about sex? So you have a pee-pee, and she has a vagina. And then you put your pee-pee in her vagina, and you wiggle around it a lot until some kind of goo flies out.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's happy. Is that what that? How do they tell a kindergartner? How do you tell a kindergartner about sex?
Well, this is four short clips. So after each clip, you can comment. Okay. You know, give us some comments. But but maybe this will explain. Make sure you got, I've got audio here.
Also on the topic of children, three global organizations are implementing a plan to teach kindergartners about sexuality and, quote, empower children to say yes to sexual encounters.
Oh,
this
Jesus
according to a
Christ.
New report in the Epoch Times. We spoke with its author, Darlene Sanchez, to learn more.
That's They're trying to make pedophile legal. In other words... Yes.
They're basically, I think what it is also they're trying to make it where it's not a crime.
Which would make it legal.
How does that even a sentence, how do any of those words make sense together? It's a crime.
Well, here's the next clip. 1 minute.
Darlene Sanchez, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you on the show. And Darlene, you just came out with an in-depth report titled Global Network Promotes Sexual Rights for Children. Tell us about what you found here. How young are we talking?
Well, some of this sexual ed starts in kindergarten, believe it or not, and, you know, goes through high school. Most parents out there, I think, would be familiar with sex ed, maybe starting in middle school and, you know, certainly, you know, something in high school. But this is starting at kindergarten level. And parents need to be aware they might start seeing this.
And from what you found, who or what are the groups pushing this? What's behind this?
There are actually, a consortium of global networks, global entities and agencies.
Pedophiles.
Like the United Nations.
Name them.
The World Health Organization, and then the International Planned Parenthood.
NAMBLA.
Those three groups seem to be, you know, laser focused on sex ed and, believe it or not, sexual rights for children.
These people should be lined up and...
That doesn't even make sense.
Die of lead poisoning.
There you go.
They should die of lead poisoning. What caliber, I don't care, but they should die of lead poisoning. This is fucking bullshit. And they started first with, you know, we have to accept the gay lifestyle. Okay, fine. You know what? If that's the way you want to do, if you want to be gay, that's fine. And then all of a sudden they said, okay, well, now you're going to have to transition to, we have to accept that you're transitioning from a man to a woman. Really? We do? And I like the other one is where they say, okay, you have to accept a woman transitioning into a man. I'm like, what, are you out of your fucking mind? Let me just tell you something. Just because you take and cut your tits off and then you take some testosterone and you cut your hair short and you dress like a dude doesn't make you a man. Being a man is a rite of passage. You grow up into it. Okay. You just don't get by all that shit. Just like, guess what? I'm a dude. So someone should punch him in the face. All right. Now you're a dude. That's what should happen. This is bullshit. I'm over all of it. I'm over all of this shit.
So to clarify, so I think one of us might've spoke over. They said this was being pushed by the UN.
Yes.
United Nations.
The World WHO, Health Organization, right? World Health Organization.
And the International Planned Parenthood group. So
they should defund every fucking one of them.
They're going to dump more money into them because of this. So now here's another clip. It's almost 2 minutes.
And from what you found in your research, what is the why behind this? Why are they pushing this?
What happened is back when President Obama was in office, he signed on to this UN UN plan, basically, for the world. It's a globalist plan. And by 2030, they want to basically change the world and have, you know, everybody have, you know, equal rights. Everybody, you know, have, you know, a nice standard of living, that sort of thing. So it is like a utopian kind of thing, you know,
you or fuck
trying
kids?
To push for something better than what they have now for everybody globally. And so it started coming into that. And part of that is education. So within the education component, they started in with the sex ed and the consent being part of sex ed.
And it seems, you know, some of these, the International Planned Parenthood or IPPF has a kit instructing kids under the age of 10. It's quite young here. But what are critics and proponents telling you about this plan?
Okay. So the proponents of it are saying, you know, children are just like anybody else. They need rights too. They have sexual rights. They have the right to enjoy pleasure. They have the right to even talked about have sexual fantasies. You know, they're pushing that side of it. And they're saying also that children, you know, should be listened to when it comes down to consent. And, you know, their ability to say yes to sex, believe it or not. So what they're saying is based on a child's maturity, this child might be able to fully comprehend, understand and give permission to have sex, you know, maybe 10, 11 years old, depending on their maturity level.
Wow. You know, those mature 10-year-olds.
Now, keep in mind, this woman is just doing the reporting on this. This is not her idea. She's just telling you what she's found in these documents. So
where are these documents and why aren't
they
all
read
over?
Those?
Why aren't these documents being put out there by the press? Because you know, what's so funny. They talk about Pizzagate and they talk about Alex Jones and how he's he's a conspiracy theorist. I tell you what, more conspiracy theories are coming true every fucking day. Alex Jones is right more than he's wrong. He's been saying this for fucking years that this is going on.
Well, maybe he can do some research into it.
So there's one more clip. It's 1 minute. Mm-hmm.
But I guess what parents need to be aware of is this is coming. This is not your everyday sex ed.
And Darlene, give us a sense of how easy or hard it was even for you to find out what was happening here.
This is really like a web. There was so many documents. It's all layered. There's layers. And if you look at the article, you know, that's online, I have links to several of these articles and you can see how layered it is. So you really have to get in there to understand what they're saying.
So given how much time it took you, parents might not even know about this. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. Absolutely. I don't think many parents out there realize what's going on here. I think parents are going to have to really keep focused on this and watch what their kids are. You know, if they sign up on sex ed, they need to make sure that it doesn't include some of this, consent and rights to pleasure. I would be very cautious.
And for, credit purposes, this is from NTD News.
All right. So I'm just going to say this right now. There's a lot of schools now that will not let parents into the classrooms. In other words, for the first day of school, a lot of kids, the parents would bring their kids and they would take them right into the classroom. They're not allowing this anymore. They're not allowing people into the classrooms. And you know what I say? If they don't allow you in there, if they don't allow your kid in there, take your kid out of school. Take your kid out of school. If you stop sending your kids to public school and they start losing and these teachers start losing jobs, then this shit will turn around. There is no way, and the mainstream media is not going to report on this because they're part of it. They're owned by the people that are actually pushing this shit. You want to start a civil war? You want to start a revolution? You start fucking with people's kids. You start sexually fucking with people's kids. That's when the shit's going to go. That's when things are going to get fucking spicy. That's all I'm just going to tell you. Here you go. Bud Bucker. Mm-hmm. I like what he says. One public televised execution of a pedo and see how fast they go into hiding with this crap. There you go.
You can't call them that. They're maps.
Lisa says, nope, my son was pissed. Couldn't take his kindergartner kid to class the first day. Yeah, I said, you know what? When I'm allowed to take him into classes, that's when I'll bring my kid to school. When I'm allowed to take him to his class. There's no reason why I can't take my child to his first class to see what's going on, see what kind of environment I'm sending him in. Where would I send my – again, where do you send your kid where you're not allowed to go with them to see what's in there? Who does that? Who takes their child and just says, okay, here, adult that I don't even fucking know, take my child into a place where I'm not even allowed to be?
My parents did. They just dropped me off at school.
Okay, but case in point, look how he fucking turned out.
Hey, I'm fine.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is just evil. This is just evil. And how they think they're going to get away with this, I have no idea. And you know what? These teachers, that's when you bring out the choppy chop, the slap chops. That's when you bring out the slap chops.
Well,
you make yourself a salad.
They're working towards this one world government bullshit. And like I heard this last week that Biden's working on like autographing shit that where the WHO can say what goes on with, pandemics, treatments, all that stuff. In other words, like, Governor Ron and Kristi Noem and all them, they were able to keep their states somewhat okay from the, COVID lockdowns and the mandates and all that shit, right? But if Biden gives the power over to the WHO, they will no longer be able to do that.
Now, see, so they think that they're going to bypass the Constitution by giving the WHO. No, it's just not. No.
Well, that's when you're going to see people locking and loading.
That's when you're going to see people locking and loading. They got away with it the first time because people were scared shitless of this. And the reason they were scared shitless of this is because of what the news media did and how they made it sound like it was so bad and so horrible. What I'm going to try to say is good actors would have taken a look at this and within 3 months have adjusted everything. People would have been on medication and they would have been putting out all this medication and people would have got through this and we would have been fine. They did not. They had an agenda, and this is what the agenda was. And I don't care. And you know what? Say what you want, but you can't tell me that there's not bad actors in here doing this for a reason. The thing that's going on in Maui, this shit with the kids and what they're doing with COVID again, you got to be and dropping goddamn mosquitoes out of helicopters. What the fuck? God.
Well, you've also got this guy here. Now, this is a 10-minute clip, so we're not going to run the whole thing. But this guy basically says that he has seen or has evidence, whatever, of the fact that the Hillary, the Biden, and the Obama that you see today are not the actuals. They're just clones. Because the other ones have been unalived.
The bots. Okay.
Really? Somebody got Obama? A specter?
I'm not saying he's right, but...
Yeah, okay.
Number two, this exact story is widely reported across many different outlets across the world.
Where did you get it from?
I just told you.
From who? Can you name a source? Any source?
I'm not going to name my sources. Well, absolutely not.
You said it was...
Don't put me out of business.
It was widely reported where?
Across many different media outlets across the world.
Can you name some of them?
No, I
Telegram.
Have the list here in my head. I didn't know you were going to ask me, but you're free to... research it yourself.
Well, your source for Hillary Clinton's execution first of all, did that person ask for confidentiality?
Objection.
They don't have to ask for confidentiality to be a source of a journalist. It's not how it works.
Okay.
And yes, they did.
Okay. Did you have just one source for this information or multiple sources?
I don't know if I had one source for this particular piece of information. I have multiple sources that give me information that are very close to the actual events that I talk about occurring.
Okay. Can you tell me who authorized the execution of Hillary Clinton?
Donald Trump. Sorry.
It's fucking
military tribunal authorized the execution.
Oh, but, my
Donald
God.
Through but Donald trial. Trump was there.
Donald Trump was president of the United States, ordered the arrest via the military, and then presided over the execution.
Okay. Did the Secretary of Defense approve the execution?
I have no idea.
Are they filming this?
Where did the execution take place?
Guantanamo Bay.
That's me.
And we've seen Hillary since the end of 2018, haven't we, on television? Or is that a body double?
You see what you think is Hillary on television, but that's not
you
Hillary.
You see what you think is Hillary.
It's your belief that's a body double?
It is a body double.
Ain't no one looks like
How
that.
Do you know that?
Because Hillary was executed on December 31st of 2018.
Okay, but you aren't a firsthand witness to the execution, is that correct?
Correct. Ask and answered.
Okay. What other high-level public officials were executed by military tribunes?
Come on.
Joe Biden.
Today, Junior.
He was, I think you've broadcast that he was executed for crimes against humanity in 2019.
Yes.
And the Joe Biden that was elected president in November of 2020 is really a body double? You've broadcast that, right?
Yes. A body double and or... cloning technology is amazing today.
Wow.
Most people don't know about it. But
so anyway.
In your brain. Yeah.
Where the fuck do you find it? What fucking websites are you going on to find this fucking bullshit?
FBI is going to be at your house very shortly.
Jesus Christ.
It's limited.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, it's out there. I'm just saying.
It's out there.
There are people who think that way. There's
but what if?
A streamer who consistently refers to actors. I'm like... They referenced, it was a Kathy Griffin one time, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's whatever. And he's like, no, she's not real. That's her double. And I'm like, all right.
Jesus Christ, did you see the latest
close that window.
Picture of Kathy Griffin?
Oh, yeah. Time is not kind.
Woof. Good Lord. Let me see if I can. While you guys talk, I got to pull that
up. While we wait, I got a palate cleanser. Everybody loves kids that swear.
Person, kids.
Where you going?
Take a shit.
Take a shit.
Don't fuck around. he did fuck around all the time.
She's in the right context. Nice.
If it's either dead fish or the jelly bean banana.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
I love it.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Nice.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. I agree. This one's great.
Well, dumbass.
Jesus. Is it fuck's sake?
Just listening to mom too much.
Yep.
What's the one with the little girl? That there's a little girl in the playground and the rooster crows and she just screams, shut the fuck up. Like she just.
Shut the fuck up!
That one.
I got just, that shit on a drop.
That kid's awesome because she's so angry when she says it.
Here she is.
Oh, what? My God.
Oh, my Lord. I'll bet she's double boosted or triple boosted, all that.
Yuck. Poor soul.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, chug it down.
Yeah, make the pain go away.
Hi, you guys. Well,
say something,
I'm
bitch.
Having an anxiety attack, so I'm going to do my makeup and talk to you guys. How about that? All right, get this shit. I'm actually having a dinner party in an hour and 15 minutes, and I have been getting this anxiety attack to go away by keeping my hands busy, keeping my mind busy. And
so anyhow, that's
the comments are nice. Did you see her comments?
I Karma can't much. Them.
One says,
get another jab.
Jab's working out for you. Get another jab.
Weren't you on Sideville once? Jerry hated you.
She's a witch ass.
From what I understand.
What happened to your soul, bozo?
I think she ended up with, that's another guy that died. Sorry.
Yeah. Looks like he's in his coffin, actually.
Damn, listen.
It does look like he's Jody. In his coffin.
I read what Jody said.
Is that the gal that sings in Richmond?
Kinda,
the rich man weird. From Richmond?
Oh, here you go.
Which men can be
what
women.
Happens when your left all tries out.
Yeah, she's not looking too well. Poor Kathy Griffin. Now, I don't know if this is
fuck
true,
her.
But I think she might be having, I think she has like lung cancer.
So yeah, she's a hot through. Mess. There's a lot going on with her.
No. There's a lot going on with her. But oof. All right. I got a story for you if you guys are ready.
Hell yeah.
Bring it.
This is, here we go.
Around 7 this morning, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office was called here for a shooting. They say a 35-year-old man has died after being taken to the hospital for his injuries.
We believe that it started out to be a relatively normal and even friendly morning in the household. Then all of a sudden, a 15-year-old juvenile, Sunshine Grace James, pulls out a handgun and shoots her mother, shoots at her mother, narrowly missing her, and also shoots at her mother's fiancé, striking him.
Investigators are still trying to determine why the 15-year-old shot at her own mother and her mother's fiancé. A neighbor tells me they...
All right, so it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and the daughter gets up and goes into the bedroom where they're both at and shoots the mother first and then shoots the fiancé. Why do you think... So what kind of shit's going on that would make that happen? Bob?
Taylor Swift music.
Taylor Swift music. Okay, that's one. Okay, Duchess?
I was actually thinking darker than that. Like there was, I was shocked when I saw the story. I actually thought she was trying to hit the fiancé, the dude, and thought she was going after him, frankly.
And why would that be?
Either diddling. He was inappropriate or something happened and the mom didn't believe her. I don't know.
I was thinking that maybe, or maybe there was like some kind of sex going on in the room and they were very loud and she couldn't take it anymore.
Ugh. All
so
right.
She went in.
Can I change mine?
Yeah, sure.
Cardi B music.
Cardi B music.
They seemed like nice neighbors and it's usually a pretty quiet area.
According to the mother, there was no argument, no disturbance. She just pulled out a handgun and started firing at them while they were in the
Her mother's fiancé was taken to the hospital where he died. According to investigators, James's mother was wearing a hair wrap at the time.
Now, I think that's her mother talking to the cop because, watch.
Time of the shooting. The sheriff says a bullet entered the hair wrap, grazing her head.
So she parted her hair.
Says it will be up to the state attorney's office to review the case and decide whether or not James will be charged as an adult for the fatal shooting.
Is this the mother?
As right now, James remains with the Department of Juvenile Justice.
All right, so she is.
Okay, that's an unfortunate pause.
Now, the reason I say that is because now that we know that the shooter was black, mother was black, and we. That little bit shot my weave.
And Spaceballs shot my hair. Yeah.
So she just ruined a perfectly good hair wrap. Damn it. So my guess is that why isn't somebody out there protesting that Black Lives Matter? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, wouldn't you figure that, you know, someone's dead there? Black Lives Matter?
What was the daughter white?
Was it
no
black on black crime? That. Like it was the family. It wasn't like a white, right? It wasn't a white person shooting a black person.
The daughter was black. The mother was black.
Okay.
Stepdad to be a cracker?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he was a cracker. I have no idea.
There's no names in the article?
They didn't identify the stepfather. And the mother, I don't know what they didn't identify the mother. But the reason I say that. Is because we've had another shooting where a white cop shot a black woman. Here is the, this is the body cam footage.
Oh.
I'm 10 to 20.
All right, so let me set this up. She's been accused of shoplifting, and the police were called, and she's getting into her car, and the cops are trying to stop her to get her out of her car. The store has said that she is shoplifted. They identified her of committing a crime. So they're trying to detain her to investigate.
Caption says 21-year-old Takaya Young can be seen here getting into her car outside of a food shop in Blendon Township.
Okay. And it looks like she's also in a handicapped parking spot.
3705.
What's that?
And it also looks like she didn't put a shopping cart away. Real scumbag.
So hallucinating.
Where's Carton Arts?
Hey.
That's Kroger.
Hey. Out of the car. 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 They said, you stole stuff. Do not leave. Get out of the car. Then get out. No. Then get out. Get out of the car.
Oh.
She can be seen turning the steering wheel to the right, and the officer's in front of the car. He draws his gun.
She's going to run him over.
She tries. She starts to move, and the officer fires one single shot through the windshield.
That's assault.
Get out of the car. Weapon.
Now, I'm going to back that up a bit. And then they put a blurred spot where that hit. And right before the blur spot, you can see right where that hit. That's what you call bullseye. That hit her square in the forehead. So now they're trying to get her out.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Shots fired. Stop the car.
She fired shots. He fired shots.
She probably can't because she's dead,
stupid. She can't because she slumped over because he shot her in the fucking forehead.
He couldn't have shot anywhere else?
He couldn't have just gotten out of the way.
Okay, so we're going to discuss this.
This isn't...
How rude of her to run away while she's dead.
There it is.
All right, so it says...
I can't open a door.
I have called for the arrest of the officer responsible, calling it gross misuse of power and authority.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, so you're saying it is.
I would like a little more in the story, but yeah, it doesn't seem.
Well, they don't know, you know, there's a thing called mental illness. No, I'm not trying to give her a pass, but it is a thing. Okay. And people, you know, that
could have shot
anywhere. Just did that, got caught. They're not in their right mind. And this was a petty theft, not a major crime. This woman wasn't, you know, wanted for, you know, raping somebody, killing somebody. No violent crime. So, you know, let her go, get her tag number, go get her later.
Okay. So you say that. All right,
it's a petty crime.
All right. This is in Ohio. So let me get to this part of the story. So she was told to get out of the car. Brian Steele, executive vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police, said a weapon is not just a firearm. A weapon can also be a 2,000-pound vehicle that somebody puts in gear and tries to drive over you. I understand why it could be justified. Again, I don't make these decisions, Steele told a reporter Friday, referring to the shooting. He said, as he assumed, the officer believed that he could not get out of the way of the vehicle quickly enough. So
kill the person with the foot on the gas. That'll help.
How about get out of the car when you're told to get out of the car?
That too. But okay, guess what? This person wasn't in their right mind.
What do you mean? She didn't want to get caught. She didn't want to get caught stealing liquor out of the store. Okay. So basically,
she put a hole in her head.
John.
Good job.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car. She Maybe gets out of the car.
The traffic. Yeah.
She gets out of the car. She's still alive. Oh, and she was also 7 months pregnant and the baby died. So that's a twofer.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He should be proud. Maybe he can wear his uniform.
Two birds, one stone.
I'm just saying that once you disobey a policeman's all.
I hope none of you get pulled over for a fucking traffic violation.
And there's a cop in front of your car, in front of your car, and you try to roll him over. Yeah. These things can happen. And I'm tired of giving the criminals the benefit of the doubt.
Did she run him over? Or did she start to move forward when he shot her in the head?
The car hit him. He was on top of the car. He shot one time and killed her. Okay. If she don't run him over, she's still alive. Yeah, play it again? Sure I can.
Yeah, please play it again.
I absolutely can.
I mean, not that I'm going to watch this poor woman get... Nobody should be shot in the head. This was not a good
situation. Where would you shoot her?
Just play a fucking video.
Well, they're...
And I'll yell at you again.
I mean, they're not trained to injure.
Trying to get to the point where, if you excuse me for 1 second. Okay, here we go. Bring it back up again. All right, so...
You can even jump it forward a little bit.
Out of the car.
And she turns the wheel to the right.
Okay.
He's in front of the car. All right.
Get out of the car.
She starts to pull.
No warning shot, nothing.
She started to pull forward.
No warning shot, no nothing. Nothing.
Who makes a war? What is this? The fucking Wild Wild West? You shoot in the air? Who does that? No one does that. Okay. No fire is a warning shot.
Yeah, fuck it. Kill her. Bitch stole some fucking liquor. Kill her.
You don't know what she did, okay? But first of all, she takes the car and she puts it in gear and she tries to get away and a cop stands in front of her and she lunges the car at him. And
she lunged it?
I didn't see it lunge. I didn't see it lunge. I saw it roll.
I'm telling you right now, I'm tired of giving these fucking people, like all of a sudden, you're sitting there, there's two cops there. Stop, get out of the car. You're going to get a shoplifting charge or whatever. You're still going to be alive. Soon as you take a disobey and try to leave, just like that guy that jumped over the guardrail and got hit by the other car. As soon as you go and try to evade the police, the next thing you know, all bets are off. And your life is in danger. If she would have stopped the car, put it in park, got out, got handcuffed, whatever, went in, took her charges, got out, she'd be fine. But now all of a sudden you're trying to run away and a cop does his job. And now all of a sudden...
Well, good job. Let's give him a fucking merit raise.
I did not see stomp the gas. I did not see the fucking car lunge at him. She didn't stomp the gas. She rolled a little bit.
She rolled forward.
It seemed a little excessive to shoot her in the
fucking face. It's excessive.
It's
excessive.
I don't think so. You know what?
Well, I'm glad you don't.
Cops play God.
Good. I disagree with you.
If she would have got out of the car, none of this would have happened. Yeah, again, this is where we
didn't have to shoot her face
and we justify bad behavior.
Well, all you're right.
So how many cops? So
officer,
how is a cop sitting there? How when is he supposed to shoot? When is he supposed to shoot? How about when she puts a car in park and doesn't try
shot
to
her
evade?
In the arm. They were standing right next to her fucking window.
You know how hard it is to shoot somebody in the arm through a windshield.
There were two
like
of them.
That?
They could have done it, and you don't know.
She could have put it in park
there
too.
At the time.
If she could have,
but she's
still alive.
So
that's
shoot
right.
her in
now
the fucking
dead.
Head. Okay.
Well, we won't see. We won't see anything come out.
You know what I say? Good shot, officer.
Shame on you.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Your kids don't do anything stupid and get shot.
I tell my kids all the time, don't you dare run from the police. We can always get you out.
And if you get shot, always get you deserve a lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you start to run from police, there's nothing we can do. Once you make, once you take him, you be respectful. You put your hands on there. Yes, officer. You right. All right, I'll stop.
I'm not saying she was
I guess Bob's fucking done with the way that I talk.
How did you discern that?
Because he's playing the fucking music.
I can't hear any music.
Well, it's not because he's not trying. I can hear it in the background. He's got it nice and low. Again, I guess I'm the asshole here because, you know, because of, all of a sudden he shot her and she's dead. That that I guess that's excessive
force.
Sorry, Nick.
I'm sorry. You're tired of that argument. Sorry.
Shoot her in the arm.
Poor you.
No, I don't agree with that. I think they, I mean, these cops are trained to shoot, you know,
I understand.
Center mass. Ear,
you know, mass. Yeah. But,
and I'm saying she shot her in the head just by where they put the blur on the windshield. It kind of looks like you got her in the head.
Maybe, maybe not. But I just don't think. I didn't see where she tried to run him over. Like it wasn't an intent. Like she's not like, hey, cop, I'm going to mow you down with my car. I don't think, you know, this is not a violent crime. This is something very fucking, you know, small, petty. I'm not saying, you know, let her go, whatever. But odds are she's going to be an easy one to catch.
Yeah. EOD says
a taser. You can't shoot her right in the face that way. Yeah.
Right. The EOD,
sorry, EOD
said,
I'm disagreeing with you on this.
Right. A taser was not an option, especially with the way that she had the window.
Yeah, you're right. That cop standing next to her with a taser, he couldn't have done that.
No, he couldn't have. Again, she's sitting there.
Sure,
because
the open window right there. But we're all Monday morning quarterback in this, so.
Yeah, we are. Again, there's a guy in front of the car, and she starts moving forward, and he told her to stop, and he shot her.
Why didn't they just
she doesn't.
Her?
Once she rolls the car forward after she was told to stop, all bets are off. She's trying to. She's trying to leave.
Fly.
She's trying to leave.
Those little things disconnect. Okay. Well,
he pulled his gun out.
So you're saying if I stand in front of somebody's car in a parking lot and they go to pull out and they try to run me over, I can shoot them?
Are you a police officer?
Oh, why? Are you allowed?
That
matter.
Makes a
why does that matter? My life was in jeopardy.
It makes a
bullshit. Why should it? Why should that make a fucking difference?
If that person's trying to run you over for something you did, then yes, you can shoot them.
I'm just hanging out in front of their car.
If you're sitting there saying, I'm holding you here till the cops get here, it's not your job. You're not there to hold them together.
No, I'm just standing there.
You're just
because I can.
Let's make up another scenario. So I'm sitting there eating a peanut butter cracker.
We're all making up scenarios.
And all of a sudden, a lady comes over. I'm allowed to pull out my gun and shoot her. Let's make up another scenario.
Let's be ridiculous.
Let's do something else. Let's what if the shit out of this.
Oh, so the badge makes it okay. Got it.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what we have to keep us as a civilized society.
Well, it's a good thing they shot.
And now all of a sudden you've got these people that think they could just go in and shoplift. You just go in and shoplift whatever you want and get away, go to your car, and then pull away and fuck the cops, fuck the police. All right. And everything's fine. She's got liquor for whatever thing she's going to do at 7 months pregnant.
Oh, maybe she was going to sell it.
Well, we'll never know. It's not
that's
like
okay.
Maybe she's going to drink it.
It's all right. Just go into a store, shoplift stuff, and take it out and sell it. I don't care. She shoplifted one. Two, she got behind the wheel of a car. And three, she did not stop when a police officer told her to stop. And four, she pulled forward where the police officer is in front of the car. As far as I'm concerned, not guilty. Not guilty. Well,
personally, I hope the cop fucking fries. But the thing is, we're not going to see anything out of this regarding, you know, any kind of rioting or anything until they decide what they're going to do with the cops, whether or not they go to trial, anything like that.
Now you got me all flustered. I can't do what I was supposed to be doing here. Here it is. So all of a sudden, here we are. You Black Lives Matter.
That could be any Black Lives Matter.
Don't steal shit from a store. Don't run over police. Don't obey the cops. That's what we should be telling them. Not Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives Matter. Start up the car.
To introduce color into this, color of skin, is just fucking asinine. And these people should also
You're
be
right. Shot. You're absolutely right. If this was a white woman behind the wheel of that car, I'd be saying the same exact thing. Not because she's black. You know, I know some people are sitting there trying to say,
this is where Jamingo would call this guy the N-word.
Right. That's not true. I'm just saying if it was white, black, or whatever, once you take and start to, and you disobey the cops and they are trying to put, take you into custody, you're putting your life in danger. So she did. She fucked around and she found out. That's all.
Yeah, Nick, why don't you comply? Knuckle under. Go ahead. Because Nick thinks that's all we should just do.
Yeah, what does stop, that mean? Stop. Comply. And talk to the police. Or stop and remain silent. Or stop. So, yeah, don't sit there and try to evade the cops. Don't resist arrest. That's it. How about that? How about we get signs? Don't resist arrest.
So when a cop tells you to mask up here during this next pandemic that's coming, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Comply.
Either I will do it or I will not go where I'm not allowed to go without a mask. I'm not going to fight over this. I'm just not going to go. If I have to go somewhere and if I go to the doctor's office and they say you got to wear a mask, I'm wearing a mask. All right. If they want me to wear a mask, go to a movie theater. Guess what? I'm not going to a movie theater. They want me to wear a mask going to, I don't know, whatever else. If they want me to wear a mask going to a restaurant or something, I'm not going to the restaurant. That's all. If I have to wear a mask to go somewhere where I have to go, then I will wear a mask. All right. I will comply for that because you have to. All right. If I want to go to the doctor's and the only way you can do that is wear a mask, I will wear a mask. All right, but if they say you have to wear a mask going into this restaurant, well, sorry, thank you. I'm not going to the restaurant. That's all. And if you start doing this in businesses and people, the business dries up and business, then people will say, well, guess what? We're not going to enforce this stupid mask law. Nick says also laws are voted on. Not really, but it's also
No, they're not. So when this cop gets off, and he's going to, then you're going to see shit burn.
No.
Well,
that's not what I meant to put. God damn it.
What?
No, I meant to put something else up.
What do you want to put up?
Go ahead, put it up.
Well, I put up a song lyric, which is not what I wanted to put up.
Jen in Kentucky says, comply. If they're doing something wrong, take it to court. Absolutely
100%. I deleted the comment.
Put up.
First of all, they let you out of jail. There's probably not even a bond.
Probably not.
I don't know. Bob's writing paragraphs out here.
That ain't me.
That was me.
Pay attention.
That was me.
Sorry, no Duchess.
That was me.
Duchess is over here right now. Paragraphs.
I warned you, Jamingo.
I deleted
knock
the
it
first
off.
One.
Yeah, knock it off.
Not me. I'm not knocking it off. It's not what I do. All right.
Hey, change the topic.
Sure. Why not?
I don't want to dig too deep into this one, but American chess prodigy settles lawsuit after rumors he used vibrating anal beads to cheat.
Nice.
Damn. That's what I call commitment.
I'm thinking vibrating anal beads to cheat, like
how?
Like one of those like love sense things that they use in the cam sites. You know, those pink things that hang under their snatch.
Right. So there's this.
You can Bluetooth those things. You can Bluetooth them.
Yeah, so a while back, there was a live poker cash game going on. And there was a girl there. Her name was, I forget her name now. Anyhow.
Pokerella.
Pokerella was sitting there playing, and she had a hand. And this guy went all in, and he only had 9 high.
He went all in.
And she
and he only had 9.
She pushed all the money. And she only had 9 high. All right. And she had a pair of 4s. And she knew. So the only way to know that. To call, and we're talking, this was $124,000 of real money. So now that's how much is in the pot. And she called, and they're like, there's no way that she didn't cheat. And I'm like, well, okay, that's fine. Show me how she cheated. And this is what they said they did. They said she had beads stuck in her crack or something. And then when somebody that was in the booth that was recording it, in the TV booth, because it was being live streamed, knew what the cards were and told her, she just hit it, and she knew she was good and she called. And it went on so now the Jack 4 offsuit is known as the Robbie. Robbie was her name.
Wow.
Robbie was known. That was her name. So she knew, and I don't know how they figured it out. So go ahead.
So,
rook to bishop. Holy shit.
Rook to bishop. Woof. Go back to the article. An American teenaged chess play prodigy plagued by unsubstantiated rumors of cheating with vibrating anal beads after he defeated world champion Magnus Carlsen in September 2022 has reached a settlement in his defamation lawsuit.
How old was he?
I'm getting to that. While admitting to cheating in online chess games during his early teenage years, 20-year-old Hans Niemann vehemently denied any wrongdoing in over-the-board games, filing a $100 million defamation lawsuit against Carlsen on the platform chess.com in October of 2022. So, more into the article, this was back when it happened in September of 2022. The chess grandmaster has become the victim of an online rumor that he used a sex toy to defeat the world champion. Hans Niemann, 19, beat Magnus Carlsen in a stunning upset earlier this month, sparking baseless cheating rumors. The pair are due to meet again on Monday in an online tournament. So, yeah, I mean, they were just, I don't know, like, how do you come up with that as your claim?
Well, okay, so
there was no evidence.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So even to me, chess is even harder. So with the poker thing, and again, nobody's proved anything. Like against that girl Robbie in the poker thing, nobody's proved it. So they haven't been able to prove that she cheated. This thing, right. How do you prove? Like, what do you do? You got to tap it out, Morse code. Wait a minute, rook, four to knight, three, or whatever the fuck they do. You know, how do they do that? How do they, like, I could see
there's,
in poker,
there's
it's either yes or no, call or fold.
Well, how do you practice for that? Because from what I know, those, you know, love sense things, they work like a one token is a little bitty, bzz, but a 100 token is a much more powerful, longer, bzz,
dot, dash, buzz, dot, so. Dot, dot, dash, dash, dot.
Right. So how do you practice that? You know, are you
jam up at your ass and have somebody tap something out? I don't know. What do I?
There you go.
You're at the chessboard. You're on, whatever, chatterbait.com, and somebody comes in and just tests it out, like gives you a big old tip. Oh, shit. Okay. That's the queen. I'm moving to queen. Fucking,
Well, I think Buford T. Justice has it and says, the anal beads were like a Morse code system.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, they were able to do it in the war. So I guess you could have your own.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that were busted with those like tappers inside of their boots.
That was blackjack.
Like the toe tapper. Yeah. So
that was a computer to keep the
hit
score.
Stay. Oh yeah, yeah. That
for
was the
card counting for blackjack. Yeah.
Right.
That made sense. Because also, they started back when I used to play. It was a four deck shoe. So in other words, there could be 16 aces, 16 kings. So there wasn't a way to figure it out, but they had a way of figuring it out doing the count, and they were card counters. So again, I don't know. Okay. But can I do one story now? Cause now I got everything fucked up. Cause I got all
you go, girl.
Here it is. So now let me ask you this, junior, everybody, lawyers and everything and over excessive. Here's a guy who's, this is shoplifting. They didn't call the cops on this guy. This guy's trying to get out. They're dragging him back in.
Is it just one guy?
One black guy, and these other guys are beating him with a stick.
Color doesn't matter.
Okay, you're right. One guy. And they are beating the dogs.
Look. Something just flew off. Ow. Ow. Oh, motherfucker.
Ow, quit it.
Oh,
ow,
motherfucker.
Quit it.
Motherfucker. Oh, my Lord. Looks like keep a busted shirt. Can of biscuits.
He just gave up running. He's just like, fucking tired.
Hey.
All right. He's a large fellow, yes.
So now, do we arrest the people that were in the store for assault and battery?
I say 100% no.
Oh, it's okay to beat
a
guy.
If they'd have pulled out a gun.
Well, he didn't shoot him in the face.
Okay, he didn't look armed with any kind of like a firearm or anything like that, or a knife. Like a totally deadly weapon. Like a baseball bat's not necessarily a deadly weapon in my book. But So no, I don't think they should have taken out the gun and fucking capped his ass. But I think they should be allowed to fight back and get him the fuck out of their damn store.
He was trying to get out. No. They were dragging him back an ass whooping.
We don't know if they
didn't know how to open the door.
We don't know if he took anything yet, or if they were just like, oh, look, black person, beat him.
So that's what you're saying. So, okay, I'm backing this up again. All right, because when they first get up here, this guy's trying to get out.
You could tell when they ripped off his shirt as he was trying to come through the door.
But the first time he's trying to get out, look, wait a minute, I got to go back further. I'm sorry. When he first came up here, he's at the door. He's trying to get out. Right? Look, he's trying to get the door open. He's there trying to get the door open. He's trying to get out of the place, and they're beating the living snot. Look at him. They're beating him to an inch of his life, and this is okay. He doesn't get a charge because he's beating him.
Inch of his life. He's still standing on his own power, and he's putting his arms up. And he's
a big fella. He could take a couple hits.
It would probably bounce.
You guys lose all credibility with
them.
Me over this.
No, you're such a liar.
Yeah. No, you guys lose all. It's if okay to beat him, this criminal.
They shot him, that yes,
look, that's he's trying to get different. Away. He's surrendering. He's like, "Let me out. I'll leave."
Not surrendering.
I'll leave.
He's just trying to open the door. No.
He's got his hand on the door. He's trying to get out of there. They rip his shirt off, trying to pull him back into the store.
Well, because he knows the California police ain't going to do shit.
Titties. Big old titties.
Big old boobs.
That fucking bust a can of biscuits.
He just stopped running. He's like, fuck it. I'm done.
Yeah. Again.
That's not too much different than that guy that was walking through with the trash can at the convenience store, putting all the, you know, Newports in it and trying to get out. And they beat his ass with a damn mop. Yeah,
you agreed with that, John, if I recall.
Yeah, I did too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, and I agree with the cop. I say when you're committing a crime, what you get is what you get.
Okay.
I say they can beat him, and I say the cop, when the cop rolls forward, you can shoot her. Oh. And that'll stop this shit.
Well, that's one was by the police that were there.
I think he was.
One was by no police officer. Because the police officer...
Justice says, Buford T. Justice says, door open in. I don't think that was in the States.
I think that was just a typo. But.
No, so what he's saying, Buford T. Justice is what he's saying is that all exterior doors have to open out because they can't open in. And the reason is because if people are trying to get out and the person tries to push it and it's a pole, they all get jammed against it.
It's a tactical move.
It's a crushing
thing. It's
actually
a fire.
In the United States,
it's a tactical move.
Have to move out. But the door was opening in, so it must not have been in the United States.
No, it was in L.A.
John.
It was in L.A.
They got to swing both ways.
Exactly, Mr. Jamingo.
Junior, when we get home, remind me, smack your mama right in the mouth.
There is no way you come for my loins.
My loins.
When I get home, I'm going to smack your mama right in the mouth.
Yeah. I love domestic violence jokes. They're awesome.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, they're
great. Palate cleanser. You know how we like those gender reveals?
This was all over the evening news.
I haven't seen
like on all channels. Oh, baby. What's
here
it going to be?
Crop duster.
My dick. Oh, the wing came off. Well.
But it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Death,
and a dead
death
pilot.
Death begets life.
Yeah, pilot
it's
didn't make it.
That cocaine kicked in.
It's a bird.
Was it like a weed plane or something? He's like, I needed some extra cash.
I think they were trying to tell it the baby ain't going to make it.
Alrighty, let's see what else I got. You got anything else, Bob? Because we're running.
Yes, I do. I got one up and ready to go.
Go ahead.
YouTuber mom, Ruby Frank, arrested and charged in child abuse investigation. Now, the interesting thing is that she has a YouTube channel called Eight Passengers. What?
Mike said is what the pilot. That? Mike says is the pilot okay? And I went
well played.
Oh no!
I'll give you a hint. No,
he didn't.
Why is that? Death begets life.
Yeah, pilot.
So this woman has a YouTube channel about being a mom. Mom tips called Eight Passengers. Once had more than 2 million subscribers, and she's arrested and charged with child abuse. I have audio clip I'll go ahead and play. Hold just a second.
The pilot died of deceleration trauma or cement
trauma. Yeah. Yep. It ain't the fall that kills you. It's that sudden stop when you
hit it. That's a bitch.
Ruby Frankie, host of a YouTube channel on parenting, has been arrested on child abuse charges. She's a mother of six in Utah, known for her family-focused YouTube channel, Eight Passengers. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Department, Frankie was arrested and booked into jail on two second-degree felony aggravated child abuse charges earlier this week. Authorities said they received a call claiming that Frankie's 12-year-old son was malnourished and had open wounds. The child was reportedly asking for food and water.
Now, wait, there's one more clip. There's one more 20-second clip.
Authorities later found another child, who is reportedly Frankie's 10-year-old daughter, in a similar condition. Both children were taken to the hospital.
Oh my God.
Frankie's YouTube channel had nearly 2.3 million subscribers before it was ultimately shut down earlier this year. She remains in custody along with her business partner.
How? What happened? What was the business partner doing?
I have no clue. No, it was in Utah.
No getter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's, I just loved the irony that she has a, you know, YouTube channel, a large YouTube channel about being a parent, and yet she's mistreating her kids.
I agree with Budvugger. This bitch should be dragged by a truck on a field of broken glass. I believe it.
Or just have a cop stand in front of her car.
Just shoot her.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. So a cop just shoots her. You okay with it now?
I don't know. I mean, I think with child abuse, there should be an investigation.
Yes.
Was she just sitting in a chair?
Her car rolled forward when the cops were telling her to stop. And the cop
shoots
her.
High rate of speed. You're right.
You okay with that? Is she allowed to be shot because she abused her children?
No, she should definitely pay her time.
Okay.
Long and slow and painful.
All right.
Cool.
Budvucker says, I saw a woman that looked like her in a store one day. She had a black eye, and all I could think is, this girl just doesn't listen. What do you tell a girl with two black eyes? Nothing you ain't nothing told her twice already.
Nothing you done told the bitch twice. That's right.
Fucking idiots. Disgusted with you tonight.
Yeah, John, you're disgusting.
I warned you, Jamingo, knock it off. Hey, at least I don't sound that deep.
I have AI. I have AI Kate.
Oh, no.
AI Kate says this about Bob.
Hey, Bob, no one cares about your tech issues. Sack up pussy and get your head in the game. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Stop.
AI Duchess is very upset with Eric Zane.
I've had enough of that short, big-nosed, limp-dick, washed-up radio douchebag. If I ever see him, I will kick his nuts up to his Adam's apple. You might be able to try that shit with other people. I'm from Jersey. I'll beat you like you owe me money. Now go fuck off, little man, and take that bridge troll of a wife with you. Who's recording me in Discord?
That was AI Duchess. That wasn't Duchess here. That was AI.
Well, that's all right. It'll be discussed, I'm sure.
I'm sure it'll be discussed.
Thank you.
All righty. I think that's it. I think we've done it all. I think we've said it all, right?
I think we said it all.
Certainly have.
All right. So now see down there, it says Discord. If you want to talk to us more, you can go join our Discord. It's a free, and we stay in there afterwards, and everybody yells at me for what I said. Budvucker says, that's so rude. AI Kate, not Kate. It's AI Duchess. It's not Kate. Nothing to do with this Duchess right here. So, all right. Bob, play that funky music, white boy.
Oh, the other one.
All right, we'll be back here Wednesday. Do me a favor. If you're sitting here watching us on Twitch, please follow the channel and go follow us on Kick and what's the other one? Rumble. Follow us on Rumble. Go make an account.
And then social, too. Like
Instagram. And social media. Help
and
us
your
out.
Mama's tramp stamp.
I appreciate there's a lot of people in here today, and I appreciate you all being in here. Thank you so much. We love coming in here and entertaining
nice to see
you. Yes. All right. See you Wednesday.